Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hey, it's Rich Eisen right here on Twitter at Rich Eisen, but really on Westwood One, but on Twitter. You'll get the drift. All year long, I'm doing an interview for the Monday Night Football pregame show on Westwood One with the NFL's biggest stars all season long. I've been doing it. I'm going to keep doing it because no one's going to stop me. And with that in mind, it's time for another Mercedes-Benz interview segment sponsored by Mercedes-Benz Vans. Mercedes-Benz Sprinter asks, when was the last time you chased a dream? Whether you're ready to take your business to the next level or live the van life, a Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van is the van for the job.
He is one of the best in the business, and I meant what I said when I tweeted out this weekend, watching him play against the Arizona Cardinals, that the league's better when he's up and he's active and he's balling out. The man who helped create National Tight Ends Day, the tight end of the San Francisco 49ers, joining us prior to the Monday nighter, huge one for both teams against the Rams, the great George Kittle. How are you, George?
Rich. Wow. Thanks for the intro. I'm excited to be here.
How's it going?
Walk me through. Body's feeling good. I'm excited to be back playing football. Mm-hmm. The last couple of weeks being out has been tough. But, it just felt good to be back out there in front of our great fans and playing with the boys again. And, we didn't get the dub, and it wasn't the game that we wanted to play. So disappointed in that. But, I'm optimistic, too. We had to play on Monday Night Football, and I missed that one last year. So I'm very excited that I get an opportunity to play again the only game of the day on Monday Night Football. So very optimistic.
Okay. And so what do you lend to the 3-5 start, the reason for it? Is there one? Is there something that you guys are talking about on this front that you want to just throw out there right now, George?
We just need to play better. I mean, that's all it is at the end of the day. I mean, you look at the tape of every single game that we've lost and even the games that we've won, I just don't feel like we've played at the level that, the standard that we've set. I know we have a couple guys that are playing a consistent at a higher level. I mean, I need to elevate my game. I think everybody can just play a little bit better. You just look at it, whether it's drops. I had a bad fumble. Ayuk had a bad fumble. They didn't set our defense up for failure. So it just, you got to eliminate those mistakes to give ourselves a chance because we're not even doing that. I mean, Coach Shanahan's calling plays to give us opportunities, and we're just not really taking advantage of those things. And so I really just think it's, at the end of the day, we just need to play better. And, you could say focus on the little things and, go back to work. But, we have been working. I think we've had a lot of really good practices, and we just got to get to correlate to the game. And, I'm excited about that. Like I said, Monday Night Football, you have the whole nation looking at you. It's a wonderful time to, get the boat going in the right direction.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, and it's you and Debo and Ayuk. I mean, that's – you're back. I mean, you're all there, right? And so – and Jimmy G knows you. You know him. The pieces are there. I just – can you give just the fans a little bit of an insight when you're just like – it just doesn't all click and how you keep fighting through it? Like, how do you do that? You know what I mean?
It's frustrating. You have all the pieces. I think that we have a lot of really good skill position. I think we have a fantastic O-line. And I think Jimmy G has given us the opportunities to make plays. He's putting the ball in the right spots. I think the last 2 weeks he's played really well, save for a couple of passes. I just think that, it's frustrating when your skill guys, when we're not making all the plays, when you're not having, all those pitch and catches like you should. It's frustrating, but like I said, I think we're working really hard. I think we're having really good practices, and it just has to correlate. And, the way you just get through that is, it is a couple things. I think one of it, I think we have a very mentally tough team. I think we have some vets in here that have been through a lot of stuff that are leading the way for the young guys. And, it is difficult, but at the end of the day, I'm a professional football player, living my dream out every single day, so it's hard not to be positive. And so you just got to bring that energy around and continue to work hard and get better every single day.
I love that.
I think that's what we're doing. And I think that we will continue to get better. And like I said, the great thing about the NFL is you get another opportunity in the next week. And so if you keep sulking about the last one, it's just going to hinder you from succeeding at the next one. And I'm very excited about this Monday Night Football game against the Rams because, you know, division rival, they're really good. They're rolling. Hey, but we've had their number the last couple of years, and I'm excited to see what we put together. It's just going to be another fun game for us to go out there and play.
Is Coach more ornery? Is he more pissed? How's Coach? How's he handle it? What's
he like these days? That's great. Coach Shannon, he's great. He's very consistent. He's the same guy every single day. You know, he's obviously in the same boat as we are. He's disappointed that we're not winning games. But, you know, I think, you know, we're underperforming a little bit. But I think that we need, you know, obviously we need to win more games. And he knows that. And I think that the good thing about Coach Shannon is I think he's built a really good staff. And they're going to do everything they can to make it easier on the guys for them to understand it or, you know, just dial up some more things to give us an opportunity to win a game.
All right. So, George Kittle, usually doesn't happen this way. But if Aaron Donald's on the edge, do you chip him? Is that what you do? What do you do? George, do you give him a chip?
I can to make him laugh.
Now,
not anger him.
Okay,
because he's really good at football and he's large, and so I'm just going to do everything I can to, you know, put a smile on his face.
Okay,
and I'll let him know, hey Aaron, I might be chipping in this play. Don't throw me to the ground. And,
okay, yeah, yeah, that works.
But
right,
just relax a little bit.
So you got to bring your A material, right? And we're not talking football. You could bring your A comedy game to the game here, right?
Rich, I appreciate that. You know, you got to play at an incredibly high level on the football field every Sunday. But you know, if you can bring a little bit more into it, you know, like if you can bring a little bit of that into it, you can distract some guys. You never know. But you know, Aaron, I love competing against Aaron because he's one of one. And when you're share a football field with him, it's incredible just to watch him work and to compete against him. So I'm very excited about that. You know, I love going against Rams, and I'm excited to play against Cooper Kupp, definitely one of my boys, and the season he's been having. So that'll be, it's just absolutely incredible. He just cooks dudes left and right like it's no one's business. And so I'll be excited to watch that in person as well.
It crushed me, George, that you weren't out there for National Tight Ends Day this time around.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, it's your day, man.
And by the way,
I think every tight end scored that weekend. Did you notice that? That literally it was the greatest weekend for tight ends this year so far. And may have been, I mean, that actually happened. There was an actual physical and tangible on the scoreboard celebration of National Tight Ends Day this past year.
It was, you know, you just got to speak into existence, Rich. You know, you said it's National Tight End Day. It was National Tight End Day, and the boys went off, and you love to see it.
So I'm sorry, there's no plural. It's National Tight End Day. That's what it is. I heard
whatever
you
want it to be, Rich. You know, plural, non-plural. It could be specific, very vague. We're tight ends, man. We all kind of look the same. We all kind of do the same stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Coaches get us confused with other players. It's called by our number.
Take care of yourself, George Kittle. Appreciate the time. You be well, and I look forward to seeing you on Monday Night Football.
Oh, I can't wait for it. And I'll see you at Titan University next year.